You just mentioned mind. You just mentioned mind.
Yeah.
In the story you told, and when I was here on Thursday, you told the story in which you mentioned the mind again. Someone had asked you whether you ever had any doubts about Baba, and
yeah.
you were telling how yes, you did, and gave some examples. And you said, "This is what the mind does to you."
Stupid mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I realized a little by and by that this really disturbed me. Okay, the question is this: that the way you talked about mind, two questions here. One, obviously, if the mind is persuading you, kind of doing this to you, and yet you did not, with all these doubts that your mind was putting onto you, you stayed with Baba all those years.
He made you stay with him. His grace. His grace.
So it wasn't anything in you.
No.
Well, that complicates the issue. Because I was assuming that it was something in you, namely your heart, that was keeping you with Baba, didn't you?
Walter, it is always he who is in the forefront. It is his grace. That's what I was harping also, that nobody can dare cross the threshold. Remember that day? Unless
well,
you
yes,
want
but
it
I'm
and this and that, all this was there.
Yeah, but I'm afraid I didn't absorb all
yeah.
that. But let me ask another question.
Yeah. One more thing little I forgot to mention to you all is, although it is always considered, you see, in spiritual parlance, how the mind is so stupid, and you have to, when you become a witness to your mind, and you recognize the stupidity of it, and at the same time, you also recognize its greatness, which I forgot to tell you.
Recognize
its greatness.
Which greatness?
Mind's greatness.
That's what you want, right?
Okay, can
well,
you
just a minute,
on that?
Just a minute.
Yes.
So what happens is that what brings you, mind is like a haughty steed. You know steed? Horse? Horse.
A horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens is that mind is the thing on which we... Our heart rides over it, and is the mind that gives us the thoughts, gives us this, gives us the little inklings, you know, we register through the mind, isn't it? So it is the mind that helps us to at least make us reach to the threshold of the Lord.
So then
what happens is, provided you hold, the heart holds the rein properly, otherwise it's such a haughty steed that it might throw you out, you see, and that's how it is. So it is the mind that always brings us to the threshold, and to cross the threshold by his grace is the working of the heart. When you cross the threshold, then the heart begins to play its part. So we have to be very so instead of trying to berate the mind and say that it's stupid and all that. So the mind, how sweet you are, how good you are. You have to placate the mind all the time, you see. But in a way that it doesn't get out of our hands.
You mean you're flattering the mind?
Yeah, we have to flatter the mind in a way that you don't allow it to go out of your hands, you see. All the ways, because that is the mind that can bring you to the destination. At least to the threshold of the destination. So that's what I wanted to tell you all yesterday, but all, you know, what happened, all lot of questions and answers were there. So that is also one of the great things of the mind. So one of the perfect masters at the time of Shivaji and Ramdas, Swami Ramdas, who was a perfect master, he is known in Satara and all that. So he used to say, Mana Sanjana, means my good friend, mind, my good friend, I want to keep your friendship provided you guide me to the threshold of the Lord. Yeah.
Well, okay, I think you've at least partly answered my question. I'm sure I'll have to come back to it, but it raises another question.
Okay.
And I don't want to monopolize this, and maybe I'll just say this.
No, but you have a right to do that.
I do?
Of course.
You have a right to listen to
people. Yeah. You talk about the mind needs to be controlled.
By the way, where is Tommy today?
He's here.
Tommy Perez?
Today, Tom Perez.
He's talking to Arnavas.
Huh?
Talking to Arnavas.
Talking to Arnavas?
Arnavas, yes.
Oh. Because he would love to hear all those little altercations, mm-hmm. because he always feels shy about it, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, excuse me.
Yes, well, my other question is then, are you saying that the mind can get out of hand and the mind has to be controlled, but the heart can't get out of hand and the heart doesn't have to be controlled? Or that it can't be controlled, or what?
The realm of the heart is beyond the mind. That's what Baba has told us. Mind begins to function. Mind at work, heart is at rest. Heart at work, mind is at rest. So what predominates is the mind in the beginning. And then gradually when the heart is activated, the mind has to rest. It goes back bench. It goes and sits at the back bench there. So heart is that which regulates our feelings and all that. And the feelings are always towards the sublime. Mind also is that that gives us feelings of the sublime and all that, provided the heart or your self, the real self, becomes a witness to the mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think maybe I have...
But we think about our heart in a different way, you see. But heart is that realm which is one stage above the mind, realm of the mind.
So then these mad people that Baba worked with, as opposed to the musts,
yeah,
who are not mad.
Yeah.
Then in the case of these mad people, their problem is then with the mind, not the heart. I mean, the mind is what...
Yeah, their mind is all mind.